This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers.
Hello, Robin.
Contributor Christina Lee.
Hey, Robin.
And Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you. It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out today on August 19th, starting with the band Hot Chip. They're back with a new one today called Freak Out Release. This is the opening cut called Down.
Origins of this album, it was fascinating, was the fact that this album started inspired by their cover of Beastie Boys' Sabotage.
Wow.
Huh. I would not expect that.
No, but apparently recently they performed a cover of this, and several Instagrams and other interviews, they said this kicked off the writing process for this album, their take on Beastie Boys' Sabotage.
I can venture a theory, Tariq. Two things. One, covering Sabotage maybe made them feel a bit nostalgic. There's sort of an aura of nostalgia over this. And then maybe it got them thinking about Adam Yauch and how he's passed away. And it was recently his birthday. And they're kind of sad because there's some sadness on this record as well.
I hear your nostalgia because I was looking like the track Hard to Be Funky. I was like, it reminded me of Grace Jones' Pull Up to My Bumper. And then like even Freak Out Release is kind of this 80s dance punk reminiscent of ESG from back in the day.
Music used to be escape. Now I can't escape it. I feel trapped in the world. But life's what you make it. I'm losing my taste for this feeling.
My first thought was it seems like everyone is finding sanctuary at the club this year. You know, like ready to dance all the grief and loneliness and loss away. But as you said, Anne, there is like a twinge of sadness in it. It's almost like you listen to a song, Miss the Bliss.
I miss the bliss, but the feeling is. I miss the bliss, take me back to it. I miss the bliss, but the feeling is. I miss the bliss.
It's like down deep inside, they know that the pandemic isn't really over. I mean, we're still living in the upside down world, but we're doing the best we can.
There's even a track called The Evil That Men Do featuring Cadence Weapon that has this tricky Mass Attack vibe.
It seems to me, first there needs to be an admission of guilt for what we did.
Which deals with the, as Joe Gardner describes, racial tension and male aggression against females. So it is a dark dance album, I guess.
I think the fact that both Hot Chip and Hercules and Love Affair have released excellent sad disco or complicated disco albums this year is worth noting.
Complicated Disco. That's going to be the name of my album. Complicated Disco. It's very complicated. Hot Chip is the band. Their new album is called Freak Out Release. All right, also out today is a new one we're loving from the singer Terrence Etc. It's called Vortex. This is the song In Contemplation of Claire's Scent.
Thank you.
This song starts off in one place and it goes in a completely different direction.
So there are some folks out there who probably know Terrence, etc. He's responsible for the HBO show Random Acts of Flyness. I'm personally bad at catching up with TV, so I went into this completely blindly, and that made for an incredibly surreal experience. As you noted, Robin, songs tend to contain multiple suites, and they go in different directions, and it's to the point where it's hard to discern when one song begins and when another one ends, unless you're actually looking at the track list. And all in all, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this album, if I'm completely honest.
I can see like this Alvin Ailey and actors performing to this album. Like I when I first heard it, just structurally and just how it flowed, I just thought of going to a theater and watching this being performed by a series of actors and dancers.
Right.
And it's very Afrofuturistic. The Random Acts of Flyness, if you saw that series, you can see it being sonically translated into this record as well. And he's actually working on a second season of this show for HBO.
That theatrical thing, Tariq, I mean, what I instantly thought of was early Janelle Monáe when I heard this. You know, the Cindy Mayweather story that, that she enacted in her first few records. I feel like there is this kind of secret narrative running through this, and it really intrigues me to spend time and try to figure out what that is.
It's interesting how we're all sort of imagining in our minds how we would depict this on screen, right? Because I think the music really lends itself well to that. But the entire time as I'm listening to this, I was actually reminded of the film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, just in the sense that at the center of this, there seems to be some tragic love affair. But in terms of like where the story begins and how it ends, it's where it's going. Like the chronologies are like completely scrambled because pretty much almost from the beginning, you get the sense that this is going to be tragic, but it's oscillating back and forth between like dreams and reality. I think he has this one lyric in the song Infinance or Infinity, Infinance being an actual word here, where he's talking about wearing the same clothes, but the ones with the pain on.
From the same cloth, these kinds don't come off.
So yeah, lots to make sense of and lots to parse, like with this particular release.
Scrambled's a great word for it, because I felt like I was on a theme park ride and just like screaming yes, you know, like with your hands up in the air at every turn and drop. There are these twists and turns, and then it has like a dark tunnel that you enter briefly and you don't know what's going to happen next. And then there's this big drop. It's just like, I thought it was incredible. I just kept thinking, what is this?
He kind of described the album how we just said. Like he said, Vortex is a sonic tool that he made so I can play it for myself and balance my energy between masculine and feminine, creative and destructive, domination and submission, right and left. One of my favorite tracks is actually The Merchant of Flatbush that reminds me a little bit of TV and a Radio. But then there's these spoken word little segments that throughout the album, and I love the spoken word piece on this album, which I kind of dug up who it was. It's a Brooklyn-based Nigerian-British artist named Ruby Amanze, who's known for drawings and works on paper which focus on cultural hybridity or post-colonial non-nationalism.
Wow.
He kind of reinforces this by bringing people who actually fits the, I guess, the concept of this record.
Afrofuturism indeed. The philosopher Fred Moten will be jamming out to this record for sure.
I never thought I'd hear someone say the philosopher will be jamming out to this this record, but
philosophers
sure.
Jam too, Robin.
Yeah, no,
hey,
no, no shade. Just like Terrence, etc. is the artist. His really incredible new record is called Vortex. Let's go next to the singer-songwriter Anna Tivel. Her new album out now is called Outsiders. This is the title cut.
Imagine the very first man on the moon, watching the earth rising up out of the darkness, cerulean blue, water and thunder and dust. magic alive in the air. His body a weightless machine. Farther away than a plane or a bird or a dreamer had ever been. Outsiders, look up.
Anna Tivell is just one of my absolute favorite songwriters living right now. She was born in the small town of LeConnor, Washington, and she's been making music in the Portland, Oregon area for more than a decade. She has a bunch of records. I discovered her in 2017 with her album Small Believer. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. The story she told, the detail, it just impressed me so much. And I think this is her best record yet. I mean, she has this trusted set of collaborators led by the producer Shane Leonard and the engineer Brian Joseph. They're both in the Bon Iver orbit. And though this isn't a concept record like Terrence Etc.'s record, Anna did give herself a theme. The theme is a meditation on otherness, which that title track we just heard is kind of an anthem announcing the theme. You know, it's about an astronaut floating up in space and looking at the world and thinking, why can't we all connect? You know, from this perspective, we're not so different from each other. That idea of the need to connect and the inability to connect, it defines this album and brings the songs together.
I would say that listening to this, that the connective tissue she found in humanity is just how we're all struggling. She is such a great storyteller. There's a song called Black Umbrella.
Under a black umbrella, you were keeping to yourself. And the rain came down like diamonds on the sidewalk where you stood.
Which is all about a bank robbery that goes horribly wrong. Her voice is so sweet and lovely, and then it's paired with this dark story. It kind of disarms you for a moment, and then you realize, oh my God, this is awful.
One man slumped on the counter while the other filled a pillow.
It reminds me a lot of Trey Burt's song, By the Jasmine, and that it very calmly narrates the scenario in which an innocent person can be lost to state violence, to misunderstandings, to disconnection. And, you know, similar, Robin, is The Basement. It's about a Me Too situation. But in her way, Anna goes into that gray space. She's thinking about, you know, how can we tell this story in a subtle way without letting anyone off the hook?
I'm all right, just working. What a trip to see you again. That night in the basement, I've been trying to forget.
It's stunning how well she does it. I mean, her songwriting on this record is at that level that Paul Simon was at on songs like The Boxer or American Tune. And I think this song, The Basement, really captures that.
I actually hear some parallels between the Anna Tivell record and what we're going to talk about in the second half of the show from Shamika Copeland. Both of them are albums that, you know, thematically, they tell these really gut punch stories that just knock the wind out of you. And they're in such vivid detail. And they're all about, you know, a lot of really broken or struggling people. Anna Tivell is the singer. Her really wonderful new album out now on August 19th is called Outsiders. We do have a few more releases that we want to highlight for this week, plus some of our personal favorites. But first, we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor BritBox, helping people discover a world of British TV, including new original drama Time, starring Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, and Bella Ramsey. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers, Christina Lee, and Tariq Moody. We're looking at the best releases out now on August 19th. We start the second half of the show off with a new album from the R&B singer Tink. It's called Pillow Talk. This is the song Mine.
Better give your hands up off my man. Tell me you were nothing more than friends. How could you believe that you're the one when I'm the only one that gets his love? Let me feel you when I know who I am. Since you got eyes for my boyfriend, I'm the girl taking care of home. You can leave me and mine alone. I don't wanna play the silly games. Maybe you should stay up in your lane. I don't have time. I can pull pictures in my phone. You've been seeing me for 2 years strong. Everything we have is real and true. I'm sorry you got mine and yours confused. Why you wanna play these silly games? I don't have time to talk all day. Making up lies, but I'm unfazed. Cause the boy is mine.
So I remember Tink from back when she was just a teen, signed to hip-hop producer Timbaland's label, which is Mosley Music Group. So this was off the strength of mixtapes that she had started back again, like when she was a teen, and she was showing tremendous promise. And that wasn't just because of the lofty comparisons that Timbaland made to the likes of the late Aaliyah, who he obviously worked with closely, or like Lauryn Hill. A lot has changed since then. When she was signed to Timbaland's label, Tink's career sort of stagnated because her debut album just never arrived. So she quickly went independent. She linked up with another producer, Hitmaker. That's whose tag you hear in the song. And I would say in the past few years, fans like Cardi B and City Girls have actually been able to hear how productive that she's been. And this album, Pillow Talk, is just the latest.
The fact that you mentioned the whole Timbaland thing, she was in recently in a Breakfast Club interview, brought it up that she blames Timbaland for hyping her up so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like Timbaland had a dream that Tink came to her as the next Aaliyah or something, and she got so much backlash. And I think Tink really deserves her flowers. I mean, she was doing it before SZA, Mooney Long. She deserves to be heard by a larger audience. Compared to her last album, which I really love, from the last album, there's a track, kind of this Afrobeat track with Davido or DeVito that I love. But this album's a little more darker and sensual and very sexual in a lot of ways. And I really dig it. I really dig it a lot because now I think I got a girlfriend, so I really like it now.
So. Finally.
Before I'm a girlfriend, I might not even review this, but now I get it now.
So. That's relatable content.
Yeah, I relate to it.
I mean, I just love her attitude. And Tariq, you mentioned SZA. I totally see that connection. There's this song called Drunk Texting where I was convinced it was going to just be, you know, a sensual seduction. But she's drunk texting in the way people really drunk text. Like,
oh,
you
she's trying
me
to.
Over.
She's trying to give this guy directions to her place, but she's so drunk. She's not sure she's even like typing it right. Is he even actually going to find her place based on what she's, you know, managed to type out?
It's awesome.
Drunk texting, how big is the message? Giving you a piece of my mind. This ain't even like me. Sending in positions. Can't believe I'm in this condition.
Tink is the singer. Her new album is called Pillow Talk. All right, another one out today that we're loving comes from the blues artist Shamika Copeland. It's called Done Come Too Far. This is the song Too Far to Be Gone.
A small thing like a seat on a bus changed life for the rest of us. A tiny woman that you never met put us on the road, but we ain't there yet. A brave soul is long gone, but a spirit. It's marching on. We done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We come too far to be gone.
Well, you know, I love the blues. I love electric blues. And Shamika Copeland is the greatest living blues singer in many people's opinion. She's been a blues star for more than 25 years, and she's still only 43 years old. In the past few years, she's really found her muse by taking on social issues, and especially issues of race, in a way that is both totally true to the blues and powerfully contemporary, you know. I mean, we heard it in that song, and there's a lot of songs on this record that connect with really relevant themes. I mean, let's just talk about the song The Talk. Am I right, Robin?
Oh, my God, that song is so crushing.
I held my breath as you took your first steps. I was proud as a mama can get. Now it's been years, you've grown tall, but I'm still worried you're gonna fall. Got to have the talk.
She starts off the song by saying that, you know, she held her breath when her baby took his first steps, but then as he grew up, she knew that she was going to have air quotes around this, the talk, which is that, you know, he may do nothing wrong in his life, but because of racism, systemic racism and police violence, he may be gone anyway.
It's a stunning song, and there's several songs like that on the record, but there's also fun stuff. I mean, when I saw the title, Fell in Love with a Honky, I didn't quite know what to expect, but then it's this country stomper, Fell in Love with a Honky in a Honky Tonk Bar.
Dressed up like a rodeo star, plays country blues on a beat up guitar, fell in love with a honky in a honky tonk bar.
What I really wanted to focus on was the track Gullah Geechee, because I've been very fascinated by that culture. I read a story on NPR yesterday in the culture section about the Gullah Geechee chef, Emily Meggetts, and the whole history of that culture, how it kind of developed its own culture after slavery. Now it's fighting outside developers, people trying to take that land since it's such a visually stunning piece of land where the Gullah Geechee culture is located.
Gullah, Gullah Geechee, from across the sea. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, still trying to be free.
She's really taking on this huge portrait of Black America, historically, contemporary.
It's not just about, you know, like police violence and racism, but also like child abuse and
right.
School shootings. There's this song called Pink Turns to Red about a school shooting that just literally sent a chill through me. There's another one called The Dolls Are Sleeping.
Try to stop hating. I know I must. But how do you love when you can't trust?
Which is, again, you know, it's kind of disarming when you listen to it, but it's just truly horrifying where she talks about a child's dolls and stuffed animals watching silently as the child is abused late at night.
You know, these songs are created in an interesting way. She's worked with executive producer John Hahn for her whole career. He's also her manager. And the great Nashville musician and songwriter Will Kimbrough, the producer, they write the songs, but in consultation with her. So it's really like tailor-made. And I have to say, that is appropriate for a queen. she has her lieges write her songs, which I love.
I'm imagining her with a scepter in the studio.
Absolutely.
What a really profound and truly powerful record from Shamika Copeland. It's called Done Come Too Far. And before we wrap up this week's show, let's take a minute to mention some of our other personal favorites also out now on August 19th. Tariq, we'll start with you.
I picked the artist Muna Elewat and her debut EP, 27. If you're a big fan of Sylvanesso, this album's right up your alley. It's indie pop with electronics and beats and amazing vocals. One of my favorite tracks is Jomo, Joy of Missing Out, which I consider like an anthem for introverts.
I wonder what you're looking for. Acceptance isn't here knocking at your door. Pick up your drink and toast some more.
And
humor me a minute, friends, when I say that this is just a monster week for singer-songwriter-driven albums. Cass McCombs, Mountain Goats, Loudon Wainwright, Gretchen Peters, Marketa Irglova, Early James, all great records that have come out this week. But I'm highlighting a unique release and a document of music as meditation and kind of a map towards self-growth. It's by the Nashville singer-songwriter Andrew Combs, and it's called Sundays. The winter of 2020, he suffered a breakdown. And coming back from that, he started working with his friend, the producer Jordan Lenning. Every Sunday, they would just come together and work on music. And it was kind of a path towards healing for Andrew. And that's what this album captures. It's raw and very well crafted at the same time, which is interesting. And my highest compliment, it reminds me a bit of Nick Drake. So check it out, Andrew Combs, Sundays.
Christina.
Internet Money. They're the Los Angeles production collective behind some of the biggest hits by Juice WRLD, The Kid LAROI. You probably know Lemonade, which features Gunna, Don Toliver, and Nav. So now the collective is releasing an EP that's yet another example of their extended reach, and it's called We All We Got.
Heard you say that before. Thought it was deja vu. Broke my heart and they paid me some more. Outside living to take to the stoop. Space up truck and a teleport. Super geeked up, but I'm reading the room. My idol of fraud and you niggas just like him. At one point, I believe in the two.
And I'll just mention the new album by the band Thick. It's called Happy Now. Thick is a trio, three young women. They're from New York. I stumbled upon one of their shows at South by Southwest a number of years ago. They were just playing this tiny, tiny postage stamp-sized club. And I heard the sound spilling out from the club, and I stopped in, and it ended up being one of the best shows I saw that year. Their music is just so fun and loud and fast and gritty. This is their second full-length album. Again, it's called Happy Now from the band Thick. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. My thanks to Ann Powers, Christina Lee, and Tariq Moody. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you so much.
Our show was edited and mixed by Ron Scalzo. It was produced with help from Bob Boylan. Our VP of Visuals and Music at NPR is Keith Jenkins. Check out the description of this episode in your podcast feed to see a list of everything that we played and talked about, along with a bunch of other notable releases out today that we weren't able to get to. You can hear full versions of the songs by searching for NPR's New Music Friday playlists in Apple Music and Spotify. And be sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter from NPR Music to keep up with the latest releases, tiny desks, and more. You'll find it at npr.org/music-newsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Amgen, a biotechnology pioneer leading the fight against the world's toughest diseases such as cancer, heart disease, asthma, and osteoporosis. In a new era of human health, Amgen continues to accelerate the pace of change, operating sustainably and drawing upon deep knowledge of science to push beyond what's known today. With each decade, they reliably deliver powerful new therapies to patients. Learn more at Amgen.com.
Do you ever wish you could get your stories in 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? Or maybe you're sick of doom scrolling, getting your news in bits and pieces. That is where Embedded comes in. We bring you documentary series that will change the way you think about things. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.